Welcome back to the SBS Malayalam podcast. I am Jojo Joseph. With me today is Northern Territory Minister Jinson Charles, a member of the National Advisory Council of the National Indian Film Festival of Australia. In this podcast, he shares his excitements and insights. Minister Jinson Charles, welcome to SBS. It's the first time Northern Territory is hosting film festival. So what is the importance of this film festival?
This is the first time the National Indian Film Festival is hosting in Northern Territory. And the community is really excited about this opportunity that's going to be available for them from 30th of April for 4 days. One of the great thing that I'm hearing from the community is around like the opportunity for them to interact people from the movies that they might have already seen in the past. Cinema is always, when it comes to Indian community, that's always something that very special to them. And I'm sure, like, I think they will take all the opportunity to be available and seeing that opening of the film festival and taking all the opportunities regarding the interactions with the people who are behind the National Indian Film Festival as well.
Okay. As a minister, what's your role and responsibilities in this film festival, and what kind of support is the government providing to ensure the success of this film festival?
Personally, myself, I've been received an honorary appointment to the Advisory Council for the National Indian Film Festival. So it's kind of like a conflict of interest for me. And so I am kind of like supporting them at my personal capacity. So Screen Territory comes under Honorable Minister Marie-Claire Boothby. And Screen Territory is the one that providing some support for the National Indian Film Festival. The opening is going to be at the Deck Chair Cinemas in Darwin. And from my understanding, the Northern Territory is providing a small grant to towards the National Indian Film Festival, because this is an opportunity for the Northern Territory to showcase the Northern Territory for the people around Australia and to the world.
Usually festival like this, you know, it's a great platform for local artists. Do you think that you can create like more opportunities for the local filmmakers or film lovers?
I believe that this will be an opportunity for them, because they will get an understanding about like how things work. And also when it comes to the technicians and directors and other people who already got experience are going to be in Darwin. So this gives an opportunity for them to interact and to build that relationship and to have like improve their insights on to what are the options or pathways for them. So I believe like this gives an opportunity for them to have that interactions, learn from the experienced technicians and also from the directors and other people who are going to be with the National Indian Film Festival, who will be visiting Darwin. And I'm sure like this will open up opportunity for people in future as well.
Okay, Minister, how do you see the connection between audiences in the Northern Territory and Indian cinema? Like, what kind of audience engagement do you expect from this film festival?
Northern Territory, specifically Darwin, is kind of like outside like a melting pot of the multicultural community. And we can see representations from all around the world here in the Northern Territory. Especially when I speak, like Indian community, obviously, they are very excited. But there are other communities from different parts of the world, like such as from Africa or from Southeast Asia. They are movie lovers of like Indian film lovers as well. So they are also looking forward to this opportunity to interact. And also, I'm sure like there will be like screening of like different films during that as well. So they are looking forward to this opportunity. This again like gives an opportunity for the Northern Territory to say that I think we are prepared to host like bigger events, and we want to be part of the other biggest cities to host events like this as well.
Minister, finally, what potential Northern Territory have as a destination for Indian film shoots? Is there any specific initiatives or plans from the government, you know, like to promote Northern Territory among the filmmakers?
So Screen Territory is the peak body that working in that space, and they are funded. They are funded by the government. So a good number of funding for the Screen Territory is coming from the Northern Territory government. And the intention of the Northern Territory is to make sure like the Northern Territory is an unexplored area when it comes to the movies and other bigger documentaries. And we have seen like many, I think there was like a Netflix show last year, which was called like The Territory, which was streaming as number one in Netflix. So there are a few things that happened here in the Northern Territory, and I think the movie Kangaroo. But when it comes to the world movie, so we want to showcase and say about like this is an unexplored territory, and we want to make sure there will be opportunity available for the territorians to be part of that. And we want to host the crews, and they can come and screen or shoot their movies here in the Northern Territory. And also just one thing to add, like last year, one of the directors from the Malayalam movie industry, which I believe, like I think he normally directs and like dub into different languages in the South Indian and also to Hindi, director Vaisha, he was here, and I think he was really excited after seeing Darwin to say about like this is something that they were not aware of. And what we wanted to see is about like we want to add Darwin as an option when they are considering a project. Darwin and Northern Territory and its landscape is available, and how they can work together to showcase this into the world as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister, for your time and insights. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.